time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Anybody here?
Gossip.
Gossip. Celebrity.
Gossip. Hollywood.
Gossip.
It's that time to dish again.
Celebrity gossip is coming up next.
Mm-hmm, I know that's right.
Okay, so kicking off the Daily Dust, Travis Kelce and the Kansas City Chiefs visited the White House to celebrate their second consecutive Super Bowl win, and President Biden invited Uncle Travy up to speak. Because remember last year he tried to rush the podium and say something?
My fellow Americans, it's nice to see you all yet again. I'm not going to lie, President Biden, they told me if I came up here I'd get tased, so I'm going to go back to my spot, all right?
He's so cute. Speaking of Travis, Taylor Swift is now 6 weeks into having the number one album in America. And on that same note, during a comedy sketch at the 2024 Big Slick Celebrity Weekend in Kansas City, Jason Sudeikis jokingly asked Travis Kelce about Taylor Swift.
When are you going to make an honest woman out of her? Taylor doesn't need to be working anymore. And again, I know your kicker agrees with me. He gets it.
Oh, Uncle Travy just smiled and avoided the question because he knows which side his bread is buttered on. I'm not sure about J-Lo and Ben Affleck, though. She has canceled her summer tour, citing a need to spend more time with her, quote, children, family, and close friends. Then she and Ben Affleck were spotted together yesterday in Santa Monica. Are they getting a divorce? Are they not getting a divorce? What's happening? I'm sad that she canceled her summer tour. Not that I would buy tickets, but yeah, I'm sure there's fans out there somewhere. I feel like I should have a crickets sound effect here. Sofia Vergara told The Talk about the tattoo she got of her ex-husband, Joe Manganiello.
This was Joe Manganiello initial, but now he's gone. So my new... the guy that I'm going out has the same initial. The new guy... Recycle
your tattoos. Daniel Stern says his Home Alone co-star Macaulay Culkin didn't know how to be a kid. And speaking of Daniel Stern, he has a new book out. And we will chat with him later this week here on Morning Go. And Steve Miller has thanked Eminem. Or Slim Shady, whatever, for sampling him in his new single, Houdini.
Guess who's back, 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 guess who's back.
So, Steve Miller said, to be included in your process feels good while I'm still singing and playing the music I love.
I make believe, and you know I'm here to stay, because me, if I was to ever take a leave, it would be...
I don't think that y'all know how much I love Eminem. You did not expect me to say that, did you? The Pretty Reckless singer Taylor Momsen was bitten by a bat while opening for AC/DC in Spain.
There's a flying bat on my leg right now. Can someone help me, please? He's gonna be my new friend.
Yeah, he bit her, or it bit her. She has to have 2 weeks of rabies shots. And if you don't remember who Taylor Momsen is, she was Cindy Lou Who in How the Grinch Stole Christmas, but now she sings in a band. Alanis Morissette and Joan Jett released a mashup of I Hate Myself for Loving You Oughta Know. I'm not going to play it. Their co-headlining tour kicks off next week. And a dirt alert, during her Saturday night concert in Vegas, Adele confronted an audience member who shouted during the show.
Did you come to my show and just say the prize stop so you don't be so ridiculous?
Let's jump in.
You've got nothing nice to say, shut up, all right?
At the last word she said, if you don't have anything nice to say, shut, and blah, blah. Anyway. Adele constantly being bleeped, sort of like me. That's it. That's the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3.